This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The State Department's third-ranking official is expected to testify today in the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. This as the three House panels leading the impeachment probe want President Trump's top White House aide to testify this week. AP Sagar Magani reports.
In a letter to acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, the three committee chairs say they believe he has firsthand knowledge of President Trump's dealings with Ukraine and are asking him to appear Friday for a closed-door interview. Last month, during a televised news conference, Mulvaney appeared to acknowledge that the president held up military aid to Ukraine, at least in part for political reasons.
That's it, and that's why we held up the money.
Mulvaney later denied saying it. It's unclear if he'll show up Friday, since the president's told administration members not to cooperate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Relatives of the nine Americans gunned down in Mexico are expressing their shock and horror at the ambush attack. AP's Jackie Quinn picks up the story.
Three women and about a dozen children traveling in separate vehicles were apparently ambushed in northern Mexico by drug cartel members. Victim Renita Miller's father went to the scene of the first attack, as heard on KSL-TV.
Nita and four of my grandchildren are burnt. Shot up.
His relative Taylor Landford in Utah.
This is a whole new level of cartel violence.
Another cousin, Austin Close, tells the Associated Press they're grateful some children survived. Their relatives were part of a religious community in Sonora State.
They've just settled down there. It's really peaceful for the most part down there, but in certain instances they know that it is kind of a lawless area.
President Trump has spoken with his Mexican counterpart, demanding justice in the case. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iranian State TV. We'll have more on that in a moment. This is VOA.